Hey, howdy and happy day. What is right for Canada? Get rid of all those left-wing pinkos. That would be right. Let's be right. The difference between right and left would be smart and dumb, good and bad. There's so many differences, but have a look at Trudeau, what he's done to Canada. Wow. He has totally taken it down, but he still has time. He has said, I retire, I quit, I'm gone. What a lie. I mean, it's world news. It's been on BBC. It's been everywhere in the world. Literally, he has quit. He has left. He hasn't left. And has he really quit? I'll bark like a fox if he's actually quit. If he has quit, he certainly has at least 4, probably 5, and maybe 6 months left to really screw things up. And he can do a better job now than he's ever done, simply because there's no parliament, there's no question period, there's no accountability. There wasn't much anyway, but there was a little. Now there's none. He says, parliament, you guys, you all got to have a holiday until I say, and that's a long time from now. So he's out really wrecking things. It's a scorched earth policy, and that's what they do. Biden is doing it down south. Trudeau is doing it up north. It's a terrible thing. I mean, if you quit, quit, go away. Please go away. He says, oh, well, I'll quit, but another day. In the meantime, I'm still the leader. I see now he's down at Jimmy Carter's funeral. He's still jetting around the country representing Canada. What an embarrassment. He's an embarrassment. I quit now. I'm leaving now. That's like, hey, we're getting separated. We're getting divorced and I'm just moving downstairs for a while, or I'm going to move into the guest bedroom. Maybe. I mean, come on. If you're going to do it right and move things along. Recently, Ottawa made it a criminal offense to offer loans at any interest rate higher than 35%. They said, hey, you guys, alternate lenders, you're ripping Canadians off. You're ripping them off and it's not nice. I mean, hey, we're going to cap the payday loan fees at $14 for every $100 borrowed as well, because you people are bad. But hold it. These are the same people that charge almost 50%. That's criminal of your taxes. It's Canadians pay up to 82% of their paycheck, of their total income in taxes of some kind, GST, taxes on this and taxes on that. And you spend taxes on the money you've already paid taxes on. That's what's going on in Canada. And they say, these guys are criminals. They're charging too much. And this is coming from a criminal, because that's what the government is. The government people should serve 2 terms, one in office and one in prison. Bah! Because they make me crazy. They really do. I mean, they have a solution for a problem that doesn't exist. Change the Bank Act. A lot of these poor people, they go to the payday loan places because they can't get a bank account. You know how hard it is? It's like applying for a huge mortgage almost. I just want a bank account, but fill out this form and that form. It's become very difficult because there's no competition, and that's coming from the Canada. You know what? Canada is a mess. Trudeau has totally destroyed it. I mean, most people aren't even aware of how deep this goes. And the only difference between Canada and a banana republic is that we don't grow bananas. That's pretty much the only difference. It just is it makes you crazy. So this is a big door that is opened for Pierre. He's our main man. He's the leader of the Conservative Party. He has an opportunity here. He needs to do it right. Right politically, right is right and left is wrong. He has a chance. But with Trudeau eventually going, they, of course, will bring in somebody that's pretty with a nice smile and say, hey, vote for us again. Are people that dumb? You know what? They might be. They just might be that dumb. So, Pierre, get your act together and come up with a whole bunch of good policies, because we need them. Now, that's depressing stuff. It's reality. But it's depressing. So, hey, let's finish off today and I won't even come back. I'll say goodbye now. But watch this video. It's a short video. It's all about communication and qualifying who you talk to and what they do. Have a watch and y'all come back. Hey, see ya.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
I'm doing a little social experiment, like a survey. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So if you were on a bus and a woman gets on and there's no available seats, would you give up your seat?
No.
Well, what if the lady was pregnant? Then would you?
No, not even then.
What if it was an elderly woman? I would hope you would then.
No.
That's terrible. You are a very selfish, inconsiderate man, aren't you?
No, ma'am. I'm the bus driver.